CNN poll, Harris surges into second place post-debate, Biden lead weakens as field shakes up. By Matthew Boyle on July 1, 2019. In a national poll by CNN after the first Democrat presidential primary debates last week, former Vice President Joe Biden remains the 2020 frontrunner but only by a slim and shrinking margin. While Biden stumbles, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is surging now, according to this poll, and is firmly in second place behind Biden. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, remains strong in third place, while Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has slipped down to fourth place in South Bend, Indiana. Mayor Pete Buttigieg has dropped off significantly down to just 4%. This CNN survey, conducted in the immediate aftermath of last Wednesday and Thursday's debates from June 28 to June 30, found Biden still in first place, but at just 22%, a slide of 10 points from the last time CNN polled a national Democrat primary electorate. Harris, meanwhile, is now firmly in second place at 17%. Warren, at 15%, is in third place, while Sanders has dropped to 14% in fourth place. Buttigieg, at 4%, is in fifth place, while Senator Cory Booker, DNC, and former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, are tied for sixth with 3% apiece. After that, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, is in eighth place with 2% and rounding out the rest of the polling at 1% apiece were New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, businessman Andrew Yang, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, and former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. Under 1% were Senators Michael Bennett, DCO, and Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, former Representative John Delaney, DMD, Reps. Seth Moulton, DMA, Eric Swalwell, DCA, Tim Ryan, DO, author Marianne Williamson and Miramar, Florida, Mayor Wayne Mizzum. The sample of 656 registered Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents has a margin of error of 4.7%, meaning Biden's mere 5% lead over Harris is essentially negligible. Harris brought the heat against Biden in Thursday night's second round of candidates, lighting up the former vice president on his history of working with segregationists to oppose busing of minority children to racially integrate schools. Harris noted that she was in the second class of students in Berkeley, California, to be bused to school. "That little girl was me," Harris's line has become a sensation post-debate, with the Harris campaign even selling merchandise bearing the phrase. Buttigieg has faced similar racial problems amid his handling as mayor of a police shooting of a black man in South Bend in the lead-up to the debate. The next debates come at the end of July in Detroit.